to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you join us as we face the issues each and every day. It is our invitation to you to join in the dialogue and discussion. You can do that by dialing 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. That telephone call goes directly through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We'll be talking about the Rainbow Mafia. I'll pause a minute and let that soak in. The Rainbow Mafia. Who are the Rainbow Mafia? What do they do? Why is it called a mafia? Why do we look at it in that fashion? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe everyone under the sound of my voice, you'll know the rainbow in the sky. What is a rainbow for? When there's a beautiful rain, close the rain many, many, many times, you can look up into the sky and see a beautiful, colorful rainbow. The rainbow in the sky after the rain. We read in Genesis 9, verses 9 through 16, that after the flood, the Genesis universal global flood, that God made a covenant with Noah, that he, that is God would never, ever again destroy the earth with a flood. It was God's covenant, God's promise to all living creatures, according to the scripture. The rainbow is God's sign in the sky as a perpetual promise that God would never destroy the world by a flood again. Let me read those verses for us to set the stage of where we're going today. Genesis 9 and verse 9 and following. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hands are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is blood thereof, shall ye not eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require at the hand of every beast. I will require it at the hand of every man. Hand of every man's brother will I require life of the man. Whosoever sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For the image of God made man. For in the image of God made man. And be ye fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. And God spake unto Noah and his sons and with him, saying, and I, behold, establish my covenant with you as your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl of the cattle and the cattle of every beast of the earth you with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there be any more flood to destroy the earth. Verse 12, and God said, this is the token of the covenant which I made between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generation. I do set my bow, and it's talking about the rainbow, in the cloud. And it shall be a token, a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass that when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy the flesh. And the bow, speaking of the rainbow, verse 16, Genesis 9, and the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. So the scripture says then in verse 17, and so God said unto Noah, this is the token of my covenant, which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. So, ladies and gentlemen, the rainbow is God's idea. The rainbow is a sign, a symbol, an indication of God's everlasting covenant that he will not destroy the earth with the flood anymore or again. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues today, we're going to be talking about the rainbow and how it's used by the rainbow mafia. That is the LGBTQ, IP, whatever the other acronyms are in there, our letters, if you please. They're using it for a perversion. God used it as his promise, and we see in a moment as his indication of his presence. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues today, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further, a declaratory statement is made in John 17, 17, thy word is truth. And then in Psalms 117, and verse 2, the scripture says the word or the truth of the Lord endures forever. It is forever. How long is forever? It's forever. But yet we have today a laughter and a mockery, rejection, repulsion over the truth that is spoken oftentimes by those that are conservatives and Christians and patriots today. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, DeMint said this, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. And yet we find that the latest survey shows that 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, have the opinion that each person determines their own version of truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus made a powerful statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, love the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And when Hus was being burned at the stake, he screamed, truth shall prevail. Ladies and gentlemen, truth is what we need to depend on, not some political ideology, not a denominational dogma, but the truth of the Word of God. Everything that we see taking place, including that which we see today with what's called LGBTQ sodomite agenda, we need to view it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say about it? What does God's Word say in relationship to it? That's the important thing, and that's the way we'll view this issue today, as we do each and every day. We're talking about the Rainbow Mafia. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of Old San Augustine Road and I-295. There's a gigantic benchmark. 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find the flag and the flagpole, the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Tam. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Tam is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Tam is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Tam is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Tam to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Tam, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Tam. ToolsForTam.com, ToolsForTam.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious subject today. Right now, it seems as though there's nothing called morals, ethics, and values in the world in which we're living in. And it seems to become more and more intense each and every year as we have what the Sodomites, and by the way, they call it gay people. The Bible doesn't recognize that. I believe it's some 38 times in the Bible the word sodomite's used. It's used for that which the world calls the homosexual movement today. So I'm just simply using a biblical term. If that offends you, look it up in the scripture and tell God about it. Don't tell me. But we find today, ladies and gentlemen, that the Pride Month, as it is called, has nothing to do with pride, has nothing to do with anything that would be called pride in morals and ethics and values. But ladies and gentlemen, the Pride organization, i.e. the Sodomite LGBTQ agenda, they have hijacked the symbol of God's promise in Genesis 9. That's been hijacked and being used today by the organization, the group that's unholy, ungodly, immoral, and ought to be recognized as such. It was God's covenant, God's promise that was made to Noah and to all living creatures. And then, ladies and gentlemen, you find in the book of Revelation, in the fourth chapter, beginning with about verse 1 and following, you find a statement that indicates God's presence is seen. And when we talk about the rainbow, in the fourth chapter of Revelation, beginning with verse 1, the scripture says, "After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Verse 2, and immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one that sat upon the throne. Verse 3 is the key that I'm speaking of. And he that sat on the throne to look upon was as a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald." So in this text, ladies and gentlemen, in Revelation, the fourth chapter, it represents God's presence. It's talking about God's presence. In the Genesis 9 text, it's talking about God's promise and God's power to carry out his promise. God made the commitment. And ladies and gentlemen, it's been hijacked. It's been stolen. It's been taken now to be used by the Sodomite agenda, using the rainbow, which is in reality a slap in God's face. The pride flag, the rainbow flag, is used to represent man's literal debauchery, his perversions, representing the immoral, ungodly, unholy brag about a sin with a sinful man. Every time the Sodomite pride colors are shown, it's a symbol of God's continuing judgment, God's coming judgment upon man, because man's defiance of God, man's debauchery in the face of God. I'm looking at an article that says, pride is still a sin, and the rainbow still belongs to God. I like that statement. The article reads this way. It's a five-page article. I'm going to read about three or four brief paragraphs. We're now 2 days into Pride Month, and everywhere we look, we're assaulted by rainbows and declarations of pride in homosexuality and of various and sundry perversions. My inbox is full of press release from woke companies and organizations signaling their virtue for the month of June. And my Facebook feed is full of them as well. In one sense, it's a good thing because now I know which companies, I like this person's approach. He says, at least by that, I know which companies do not support my values that encourages human flourishing, end quote. The worst announcements I've seen come courtesy of the Marine Corps and the State Department. Listen to this. Does the Marine Corps stop every year to celebrate the contributions of Christians or Jews? How about homeschoolers or individuals on the autism spectrum? Why is homosexuality alone singled out by the most vaunted branch of the U.S. military? And why are they focused on woke left-wing virtue signaling when they should be spending all their time figuring out how to defeat the enemies? Further in the article, it states, when an organization celebrates LGBTQ pride, it simultaneously alienates those that are religious, those that are conservative, and the traditional patrons. When management brings inclusion in-house, it creates a hostile environment for many of its employees, all of whom are too intimidated to speak up. Further, the article states, pride and homosexuality are condemned by God as sin in the Bible. I know it's not popular to say that these days, even in some conservative circles, but I'm not at liberty to disagree with God on what God calls sin. Supporting and celebrating sin isn't loving, isn't actually cruel. It's actually cruel to tell people that they're perfect the way they are when God says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Further, the article states this. Our personal feelings and desires to get along with the culture are no consequence. If our view of sin disagrees with what God has proclaimed in the Bible, we're the wrong. We're in the wrong, not God. It's pure hubris, not to mention idolatrous, to believe that we know better than God who created us. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we see today taking place in our nation. We're watching the implosion of a moral, ethical, constitutional republic. We're watching the demise of what God has given us because the foundation is being destroyed. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? Ladies and gentlemen, I am concerned when I see the sodomite agenda being carried out under the banner of a rainbow flag. I call it the rainbow mafia. The rainbow mafia. Today, ladies and gentlemen, the LGBTQ agenda uses that rainbow flag to indicate that of homosexuality, indicates that of sin and immorality and debauchery. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at one article that says, how did the rainbow flag become a symbol of LGBTQ pride? It goes into some detail. I'll just read the high points. During Pride Month, it's not uncommon to see the rainbow flag being proudly displayed as a symbol of the LGBTQ rights movement. But how did that flag become a symbol of the LGBTQ flag? It goes back to 1978 when the artist, and I'm going to omit the artist's name because I do not want to popularize and or give credit. But it says back in 1978 when the artist, an openly gay man and drag queen, designed the first rainbow flag. It goes further to say, decided to make that a flag because he saw flags as the most powerful symbol of pride. As he later said in the interview, quote, our job as gay people was to come out, to be visible, to live, and to say, I get to come out of a lie, end quote. Further, it wasn't until 1994 that the rainbow flag was truly established as a symbol for the LGBTQ pride. Now, the rainbow flag is an international symbol for the LGBTQ pride and can be seen flying proudly all around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration popularized that by having the rainbow flag authorized to fly at the U.S. embassies around the globe. And I am saddened to say that we have watched under the leadership of Joe Biden the demise of anything that's called morals and ethics and values in our once great nation. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Do you believe that it is the Rainbow Mafia that's basically in charge and running our corporate headquarters, our big business, box stores, et cetera, et cetera? Here's where the reason I'm calling it the Rainbow Mafia. You realize the LGBTQ sodomite agenda organization on a global basis, that they have a corporate entity, and part of that corporate entity is to put out a newsletter. The newsletter is called the Rainbow Mafia. I'm reading a portion of it. A place for all those, the Rainbow Mafia says, hi, the Rainbow Mafia. A place for all those that are part of the LGBTQIA plus community, friends and allies. We will be posting interesting articles that are helpful and informative. Breaking stereotypes, this is what they say. This is the goal. This is summary of it. Breaking stereotypes, breaking conservative ideologies with the aim to allow more countries and spaces to become LGBTQIA. That's a summary statement of the Rainbow Mafia. To change, to break the stereotypical mindset, to break the conservative ideologies. Now, when you break that down, the goal to break the conservative ideologies, what's that mean? It means to tear down and destroy anything that God's Word says. It means to tear down and destroy the moral, ethical values that's seen in Christianity and in spirituality today. It means to break down and destroy the moral, ethical values of home life and family, and that God created male and female, created he them, Genesis 1:27. And he did so, ladies and gentlemen, that there might be the procreation to replenish the earth and to bring about a prodigy that loves the Lord and that will surrender to him. We have taken God's symbol of his promise to man in the Genesis text, the rainbow flag, and symbolizing God's presence in Revelation, the fourth chapter. We've taken what God's word uses to symbolize his presence, his power, and his promise. The sodomite agenda has taken that and converted it and destroyed it and perverted it, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, let's look, think back for a moment. I want to do a little, I'm trying to lay the foundation to get to the real point where I'm going today, but let's just lay the foundation a little more. It was back in the early 70s. You may not recall it. I do. I've got a large book about 700 pages thick, talking about the homosexual agenda. Homosexual agenda has been ultimately, listen, the agenda from the very beginning was to ultimately break through and destroy the barrier called the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's been their goal for all of these decades, to break through and destroy it. You notice I just read in that article that it was to break down the stereotype conservative ideologies, and that's just putting it in a broad brush, mild form. The Rainbow Mafia has a design purpose, and that is to destroy the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, to force the churches and denominations and moral, ethical families to embrace and to celebrate the sodomite lifestyle. That's the goal. That's the end game. That has been in print now for many, many, many years. And in part of that homosexual network or agenda in that book back in the 70s, they said and they recommended anybody to write an article about homosexuals and to lie about the number and to give a percentage that would be just fiat in the writing. Someone else then would be quoting that, and another quote that, and their statement was, and I quote, once your fiat numbers percentages have been quoted three times, it becomes fact. And that's what we've seen today. We have in America today maybe 3 or 4% that are actually living the sodomite lifestyle. And yet you would have the media, the socialist Marxist media, the Communist Democratic Party, and the Biden administration to try to make you to believe that it's the majority of the population of America. Well, I'm here today to say to each of us, in case you don't know that, that that is a demonic lie. I'm looking at an article that says LGBTQ rights and equality, social justice. And it says here, It's talking about the Rainbow Pride Foundation. The Rainbow Pride Foundation, called RPF, is a nonprofit organization legally registered in Fiji that advocates for the human rights of LGBTQ persons so that they are respected and are able to live with dignity, free from discrimination, persecution, and violence, and where their human rights are upheld. Listen to this. This is coming from the Rainbow Foundation, Rainbow Pride Foundation, which, ladies and gentlemen, is part of what is taking place today. It's through the Rainbow Foundation and the tributaries thereof that's forcing the corporate entities to bow to them because they are rating each company with how they embrace, celebrate, and promote the sodomite lifestyle. This is the reason corporate entities are petrified to say no, petrified to not display sodomite agenda paraphernalia. Listen, this article says, its mandate, it's talking about now, the Rainbow Pride Foundation, its mandate includes promoting the LGBTQ rights, equality, social justice, health, well-being. It empowers and encourages LGBT individuals to participate fully in democratic decision-making in their households, communities, and on a national process. It also works with various partners to promote equal access, ensuring that they are not barred from accessing basic education. It encourages LGBTQ persons and their allies to come together to advocate for equal treatment for all persons, regardless of sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression. Ladies and gentlemen, the sodomite community, they've not been shut out of churches, educational organizations. They've not been shut out and rejected in any business, and yet there seems to be the mindset today that they're twining on one side that we want to protect and make sure that we have equal access. Ladies and gentlemen, they've had equal access since the beginning of time, since the beginning of the world, and yet there's the mindset somehow, some way that we can use that, they can use that as an excuse to force upon the moral, ethical, Christian, conservative, patriotic community in America to have their way. Looking at a headline, corporations face new fears for how to handle Pride Month. And it's a four-page article talking about the fears of how to handle Pride Month, talking about the corporate entities fear if they do not bow and do not obey the Rainbow Mafia that they will be destroyed and something will take place that'll be awful. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go back to that time in the 70s. They said, we just simply want to be recognized. We simply want to have the privilege of living like everyone else. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's far in excess of that today. What we're seeing today is far beyond that mindset. It is the idea, ladies and gentlemen, that homosexuals then were simply saying that we want to live as we please. We want to be left alone. But today, the so-called desire to be accepted has devolved into what some are calling, and I'm using the term, didn't originate it, some are calling the Rainbow Mafia. They're calling it the Rainbow Mafia because the Rainbow Pride organization calls themselves the Rainbow Mafia. Now, the question must be asked, what does the Mafia historically do? Look at it. You go back to a century ago, approximately, you still have Mafia operating in America today. You had what was called the Italian Mafia. You had other designations from other countries, Mafia. What does the Mafia do? The Mafia historically been known for using force and intimidation to make businesses obey their demands, submit to their demands, submit to what they say. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we see the Rainbow Mafia doing today. We're going to talk about that during the course of the balance of this broadcast today. We invite you to call. Want to hear from you, 904-831-0917. Your input, your thoughts, your take on what is being said. Do you agree or disagree? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about 1 minute top of the hour. News break, right after the news break. We'll be right back. Hang in there. Don't go away. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issue.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville, WAYL, St. Augustine, WATY, Folkston, Georgia, online at ilovethetruth.com.
First Conservative Baptist Church invites you to join them for their Independence Day celebration. The Mark 5 Quartet will be in concert with great singing.
Jesus Christ the Lord, open up.
Service starts at 10 a.m., barbecue lunch at 12:30. There's no ticket charge. A love offering will be taken. July 2nd at First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking on a subject today that many Christians avoid, many conservatives avoid, most pastors avoid, and will not speak and address the issue individually and or from the pulpit. We find today America is rapidly imploding and going down the same path of Sodom and Gomorrah. You can look at Genesis, the 19th chapter, verse 1 and following, and you find that in the Genesis text that even the young boys were involved in the Sodomite lifestyle. As a result of that, the men, the boys, as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and all the plains round about. God calls those that are caught up and involved in the homosexual, sodomite, LGBTQ lifestyle, he turned them over to a reprobate mind. Romans chapter 1, verse 28 tells us. And you can look at verse 29, 30, 31, and 32 in Romans chapter 1, and you'll understand the mindset, the modus operandi, the attitude taken by those that are caught up and turned over to a reprobate mind. We're talking about today the Rainbow Mafia, the Sodomite lifestyle Pride Month agenda, and the pride symbol is the rainbow flag. It is taking God's symbol of promise. It's talking about taking God's very power and presence and converting it to a debauched, demoralized mindset and slogan, if you will. And so we're talking about the devolution of society. And today with the Rainbow Mafia, the mafia uses, historically go back and you can find, the mafia always uses force to cause businesses to submit to their desire. They use destruction of property and abuse of people who will not comply. We're talking about what the mafia does. They use intimidation and extortion to get their way. And today, the Rainbow Mafia uses the same tactic of the mafia as we have known it historically for centuries. We understand, ladies and gentlemen, what is taking place. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go over your question or comment, please.
You know, there seems to be a definitive just battle going on. Here in East Tennessee, you know, legislation was passed to stop the drag queen stuff in front of drag queen story time or whatever, things like that in front of small children. Because you have a level of drag shows, you have a level of perversity that in prior generations we would say that's contributing to the delinquency of a minor, or the conduct was clearly not acceptable, and a federal court said that no, that's protected speech. Now, what's wrong with this culture? What's broken with this culture? That's viewed as protected speech, and what's wrong with these men that need to perform in a vulgar fashion, and not just in a vulgar fashion before adults? They need an audience of children. Understand that things like Drag Queen Story Hour, they are promoted for 3 and 4 year olds. If you don't believe, I said that the other day, and somebody looked at me like I had 3 eyeballs. Look it up, folks. These things are promoted for small children. That's a recruiting type of activity. That's mm-hmm. what it is. And understand as much as they say, well, I was born this way, this is natural, understand that genetically it's a washout. You know, when you don't have kids, when you're engaged in asexual or homosexual activity, neither of those produce children. And it's a genetic washout. So, you know, I differ with you there. And if you say, well, yeah, I'm predisposed to this sort of activity, then I'd say, well, congratulations. That's a result of sin in the blood from Adam going forward. But this notion that this is normal and natural, well, you don't have kids all over the world that are 20% plus identifying with the LGBTQIAP plus minus divided by acronym, okay? That's in America, and it's not all across America. It's in the big cities, the blue cities, the leftist cities of America. You go out in the countryside, and the only place that it's creeping out the countryside is where you're shoving that rubbish into the classrooms. Mm-hmm. So these kids are many times not being taught to read, write, and add, subtract on grade level. If you don't believe me there, go to places like Detroit and see if they're reading and writing on grade level. They're not being taught to read, write, add, and subtract on grade level, but they're being taught all sorts of stuff, whether it be, of course, the LGBT or the CRT or the BLM garbage. Do you understand what is happening with our culture? This is definitively a spiritual battle. Ladies, they're coming after you. Yeah, you know, I love you, ladies. I love my bride. I love my daughter. But understand, many times when you are soft enough that you say, let's embrace this, ladies, for decades you fought for what became known as Title IX, where there's protection for ladies' sports. You have the right to go under Title IX and have your female athletic sports programs, and they're protected. Well, they're not protected anymore because your sports are being dominated right now, taken over right now by men that are failures in their sports. You know, they're number 400 whatever as a swimmer, and they step into ladies swimming, and they dominate the sport. So every single failed male athlete looks at the women's program and says, huh, I can go over and clobber those girls. And we're talking wrestling. We're talking swimming. We're talking lifting. Running, anything you ladies really enjoy doing. And hats off to you. I enjoy and appreciate the fact that you can go and do that. But your sports are being taken away from you right now. If you wait a decade, there won't be a real woman that dominates in any real women's sports, because you're being told a lie that a man that calls himself a woman is a real woman. How many lies are you all going to swallow? How long are you going to let that go on? Let me give you a little background, too. This ain't new. The Boy Scouts of America, they had their perversion files. You know, for decades they had all a matter of perversion taking place, assaults taking place within the Boy Scouts of America. I'm going to let you know that, and maybe there's one exception, but I would lay odds there's not even one exception. It was male-on-male sexual dominance, sexual criminal activity. So that male-on-male, homosexual, pedophile. That's allowing homosexual pedophiles into the Boy Scouts of America created an absolute catastrophe. How did the Boy Scouts of America answer that? Well, let's let them in without having to do it under color of darkness. We'll just allow homosexuals into the Boy Scouts of America. That's kind of, well, you know, that fox keeps getting in the hen house. Let's just open up a bigger door for the fox to be able to come on into the hen house. What a catastrophe. What a mess. Families, they're after your kids. Mm-hmm. Understand? If a man or a woman wants to do whatever manner of evil, that is between them and God. But when you come after my kids, or when you start coming after freedom of religion, freedom of speech, articulated, definitively protected speech and protected religious activities, I'm telling you, you and I are now at war. And again, I know that this is a spiritual battle at the root, at the very origins of the battle.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with one of our four sons, Greg Youngblood. Greg resides up in the southern tip of heaven, better known as East Tennessee, Northeast Tennessee. So, Greg, I'm thankful that you could take a moment out of your busy schedule to join us today. Let me ask you a question. I know that you know the answer, so I want you to articulate it for our listeners today. We're talking about, as you know, the Rainbow Mafia. The Mafia historically has been known for forcing companies to, out of intimidation, and they use extortion to do so. And part of that extortion is, you're going to do what I say, I'll burn your business down. You'll do what I say, or we will see that you don't have any business. Well, you do what I say, we're going to take your life, etc. Today, the Sodomite LGBTQ agenda with the Rainbow Mafia, they're forcing companies to comply. There's no difference in the Mafia, generally speaking, and the Rainbow Mafia, because they're forcing these companies to provide merchandise that they call the Pride products. Corporations enter into some kind of department agreement. In fact, I was just listening to a broadcast, I believe it was on one of the talking heads on Fox, that said that these major corporate entities today will have departments of equity and departments of equality, and they give them millions of dollars to be able to work out ways of merchandising and marketing to appease and to please Sodomite agenda, the LGBTQI+, et cetera. And I'm looking at an article that says, ex-Target executive reveals the one item that sparked the boycott calls. Target appeared to go one step further this year by carrying a tuck swimsuit that targeted transgender people. Quote, I've never seen a case where one item, that tuck swimsuit, that really made the difference versus the competitors. Some pointed out that Target website sells a range of LGBTQ products and pro-transgender merchandise, including Pride clothing, infants and small children. Target is also selling children's books that instruct them on how to use transgender pronouns. This article then says, I cannot state enough how important it is for people to choose not to shop at Targets. There's never been a company that has been more pro-transgenderism than Target. So, Greg, my question is, do you believe that we're watching the same mindset, the same intimidation of the old mafia that's being utilized today in the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, what I'm calling the Rainbow Mafia? Do you think this is a stretch, or do you think that is identifying what's taking place really?
Well, there's an old quote that says, evil preaches tolerance until it is dominant. Then it tries to silence good. Now, for decades, like you say, this began with, you know, let us alone, let us do what we will. You know, that wasn't good enough, though. Now it's, let's change the definition of marriage. That's not good enough for them, though. Now let us force you to call us what we want to be called, including if it's a third-person pronoun like they, them. By the way, that's demonic. And you go to the folks that identified themselves in the plural in the scripture and see if it wasn't demonic. It's demonic.
Yes, okay. Yes.
But let's force you to call us what we want to be called. Let's go a step beyond. If you don't, do that, we'll sue you. If you don't do that, we'll come up with some twisted hate crime provision to go after you on. If you don't do that, we're gonna have our thugs affect your company in some form or fashion or another. This DEI stuff, this diversity, equity, and inclusion, it's evil. Through and through, it's evil. But that's where evil has preached tolerance until it gets the reins of power. That's where evil has preached, no, we just want to be tolerated. We just want to be left alone until they're on a board of directors or until they're the CEO of a banking institution. I don't know, like ByStar, something like that. And then they start using the power that they have to twist arms and to do harm. It's awful when that's an individual. It's awful when that's a business. You know what the most awful is? When it's government bureaucrats, government law enforcement, government prosecutors, government right on down the list, from schools, school teachers, school boards, to city councils, to state legislatures, to attorneys generals. Do you understand how this ends? It doesn't end well, folks. Understand, your freedom of speech will be squashed. Your freedom of speech and freedom of religion that's clearly articulated will go the way of the dodo. And you'll be told, if you preach from Romans 1, we're going to put you in jail. You don't believe me? It's already taking place in nation after nation around the world, and it's right, been proposed right here in the United States of America. They're getting the first wave in places like California and in places like Illinois and places like New York and places like D.C., where basically you're slowly being muted more and more and more, day by day, legislatively and through the courts.
Greg, I know you're familiar with this, but there is the rating system for businesses, corporate entities, even for hospitals and medical associations, a rating system that's done by the LGBTQ Pride Foundation. That's the mother company, if you will, and the arms of that and extensions of that, where all of these companies and all of these businesses are rated a scale 1 to 10 on how much they embrace the LGBTQ agenda. Explain that to our listeners so that they will better understand the pressure that's on corporate entities that's forcing this issue.
Well, your DEI and ESG, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and environmental, social, and governance scores are twin siblings. You know, they work hand in hand on pushing buttons within businesses and saying, hey, either you've not scored high enough, you've not done enough things for this acronym group, therefore you don't score high enough for us to extend this loan, or for a group like BlackRock that has $10 trillion under management. Oh, you need to do this. You need to jump through these hoops if we're going to invest our money with you. It's not their money, folks. It's not their money. Understand, BlackRock, they're managing other people's monies. And they're no longer pursuing primarily the profit that's going to make your retirement account grow and flourish, that's going to secure your retirement account. Now they're saying, instead of your retirement account being worth something when you retire, they're saying, well, we have a political agenda, and we want folks to jump through hoops to meet with our political agenda, as liberal, leftist, evil, demonic as it is. We want them to jump through these hoops, and that'll be our priority. That's taking place not just with BlackRock, but with investment institution after investment institution. That's taking place with banking institutions. By the way, those are different entities, okay, different styles of entities. But when you're having to jump through hoops to get your loan approved that's going to allow you to expand your business, or you're having to jump through hoops to go to the public market for investors to buy into your business, or you're having to jump through hoops to get BlackRock or another investment group to invest in your company, and those hoops mean the decline of your business. Did that mean a decline in Target's business a few weeks ago? I think their market capitalization dropped by $12 or $13 billion.
That's right. As of the middle of last week, it was over $12 billion and the drop in the market share.
Right. So you're.
And I think it was something like $26 billion for Bud Light.
Right. Well, what a mess. But now they're creating that mess, and some of the individuals creating that mess do not care whatsoever. they will still have their paycheck with you know, Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light, whatever the corporate entity is. They'll still have their paycheck with Target. The executives within BlackRock and other investment entities, they'll still have their paycheck, and they will still have a platinum parachute. When I say platinum parachute, y'all do understand, these folks, they're never going to want a day in their life. But they will take your money and throw it to the wind. They are just like your evil politicians that will throw your money to the wind to accomplish their political agenda. Without any regard for your kids and your grandkids, they've made $185 trillion worth of promises that are not funded. Your kids and grandkids will be born bankrupt. Understand, every single taxpayer, not every single citizen, because every single citizen is not a taxpayer, every single taxpayer in America today owes $1.5 million. Each individual taxpayer owes $1.5 million in future committed benefits that are not funded currently by our federal government. You don't believe me? Go to debtclock.org. Look at the lower right-hand column. Look at unfunded liabilities at $185 trillion. The deficit and debt, the debt has arrived at $31 trillion, and they've just opened the coffers to, let's print $4 trillion more. Understand, folks, this thing, it's swirling. And I say all that, and this is not to scare any of you. Things are not falling apart. Things are falling in place for the return of Jesus Christ. All this collapse that we see coming, all this collapse that we see coming precedes the return of Jesus Christ. You need to be ready for that event more so than the chaos and the collapse in the economy. That's going to happen. Both of them are happening, and you're not going to be able to stop either one of them from happening, but you need to be prepared for the return of Jesus Christ right now.
Absolutely. That's the key to it. We're watching the eschatological prophetic clock countdown, and it's counting down to the rapture of the church. Greg, got an article headline, Walmart to offer Pride merchandise despite all controversies, dated June 2nd. Walmart has continued to provide LGBTQ products as Pride Month, the firm said on Wednesday, amid consumer backlash against multiple brands aligning with such ideologies. We have, quote, we haven't changed anything in our assortment, said Walmart's chief merchandising officer as of May 31st. Statement comes from following a backlash against Target after retailers launch LGBTQ items, including some targeted at kids. Further, this article says, when we think about security, we have not done anything in particularly different related to our security in our stores, Walmart spokesperson said. Walmart has been offering Pride products at thousands of its stores across the United States. The company has released T-shirts, slogans with gay AF, woke up gay again, and some people are gay. The retailer also introduced onesies for infants with slogans like, I love my two moms, and I'm proud, a proud love. As part of its Pride and Joy collection, Walmart offering LGBTQ-friendly trinkets and assortments of things like pens and flags and tote bags and more. A controversial project being offered by Walmart is a breathable chest binder amid trans, lesbians, and tomboys. The binder offers online features and pictures of young girls modeling the products, et cetera, et cetera. Goes on to talk about in detail the garbage that Walmart now is bragging about it has, and it's talking about the stores across America, and they even talk about in this article, I believe it's some 26,000 different products that they're using and they're selling across the line. Says for our U.S. businesses, we scored more than $13.3 billion in goods and services for approximately 2,600 diverse suppliers. And it goes on to talk about they have donated over $500,000 to the PFLAG, the largest organization for the homosexuals in the United States of America, representing the LGBTQ Pride people. So my question, Greg, by reading the blurb from that, how should Christians respond? You've got Kohl's, you've got Target, you've got Walmart, and even finding recently that Legos just made a 340-piece Lego set promoting the LGBTQ. So how should Christians respond? Should we simply say, we're not going to that store? Or should we openly tell our friends, relatives, and neighbors, do not go to those stores. Do not spend God's money out of your pockets in those stores. Should we boycott them? What are your thoughts? What are your suggestions?
Okay, let me reflect on Aesop's fables. Y'all look this up. Type into Google, the eagle and the arrow. And that's one of Aesop's fables, and it talks about an eagle flying through the air, and it hears a thud and looks down and realizes there's an arrow that has pierced its side. And as it falls to earth, it says the haft of the arrow is adorned with the plume of the eagle. And the moral to the story is you oftentimes give your enemy the means of your own destruction. See, that eagle, one of its own feathers was at the back portion of that arrow, and it allowed that arrow to fly straight and kill the eagle. Apply that today, and of course we could apply a lot of text in the scripture to that. Mm-hmm. You've got a responsibility for your kids, and I beg you, folks, moms and dads, don't give money to an institution that is targeting the destruction of your children. I beg you, let your children grow up, and let your little girls, if they want to be a tomboy for a few years and climb trees and play in the mud, if your little boy picks up a Barbie and he's intrigued, they'll grow out of it. They'll grow through it. My wife and my daughter both did their tomboy thing, and they are both phenomenal women. My wife is a woman among women. She is a phenomenal lady. If you backed up in time 45 years ago and grabbed her and plucked her out and put her into this culture, they would try to trans that little girl and destroy her life. Don't let them do that with your children. As far as where you spend your money, understand the assault will continue. Your biggest retailers in the United States, I believe, are Walmart, Amazon, and eBay. They will continue to spread perversion. Do your dead level best. Do your best to prevent them from having any more ammunition with which they can target your children for destruction morally, physically, spiritually, in the end, the destruction of your children. Save your children from that. I immediately, with the Wally World thing, Walt Disney, I said, no more mouse in my house.
That's
I'm not
good.
Spend a dime on a Walt Disney product till the day I die if I can possibly help it. And you could do the same thing today, and it will make an impact. I'm not saying boycott. You got your own money. You decide for yourself, okay? But I'm not going to feed the beast that intends to eat my child.
Well stated. Greg, one of the things that I'm finding is that there's a push, and many Christians, many conservatives, many so-called conservatives, and especially the some Republicans and all of the Democratic Socialist Marxist Party will say that we need to give and let live, and we need to not worry about the LGBTQ and let them have their way. But yet at the same time, we're diminishing the Christian values and we're censoring Christianity. I'm looking at an article that says this was wrong. Quoting Bible in public gets a Christian arrested. Damon Atkins being arrested in Reading, Pennsylvania on Saturday, June the 3rd. What was he doing? He was simply standing on the sidewalk reading scriptures. They were having the Sodomite parade. He was reading scripture, verbalizing what God's word says about the Sodomite lifestyle. They arrested him, locked him up, put him in jail. That's what we see taking place, and that's the reason I say that we need to stand. We need not bow, bend, or be afraid. We need to stand, realizing as we find in Nehemiah 4:20, our God shall fight for us. Greg, we've got about 15 seconds. Wrap us up with a challenge for our listeners.
Your challenge to stand is right on, and Ephesians 6:13 says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and that's where we are, and having done all, to stand.